Reefer or at MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Jo Perino.
Good morning, Daniel. Don't you long for the days when you could write songs that were just, here in my car, I feel safest of all.
Yeah. Yeah, that era of New Wave just didn't sit with me right. It was, Hey, we are live at the big used car store. Toyota on Nicholasville. It's across the street from the big store that you're used to, Toyota on Nicholasville. This is the used car store right across the street, and we're live out here all this morning, so you can stop by. We have stuff to give away.
I mean, if you were going to tune into one of our shows.
This is one of them.
This is one of them. This is a good one to tune into because we have lots of stuff to give away. We have lots of awesome used vehicles out here, and we're going to break down all the deals that are available for you. I mean, it's Memorial Day weekend, so this is like, this is the time to come find a car. This is when all the big sales are, right?
I believe this is called the final days of the Kentucky Car Fair, according to the thing that I'm handed by our Department of Advertising.
So yesterday through Monday, it's the Memorial Day sell-a-thon.
Yes.
At the big used car superstore.
Yes. Memorial Day sell-a-thon. So I can tell you, just pulling up in my Toyota Highlander, that I saw a 2011 Toyota 4Runner that, you know, caught my eye right away. Pretty sharp. And we're sitting, I don't even know what kind of vehicle that is over there, but that is a 2015 Toyota. Is it a Badass? Is that what the name of it is? Because it looks pretty badass to me. It's sharp. So we've got all kinds of stuff to give away. If you come out here, we've got at least a foam football for you.
Yeah, but you have to come out here and see us. We are, right as you said, across the street from Toyota on Nicholasville, off Nicholasville Road. So we've got a family four-pack to give away to the Lexington Rodeo.
That's Yeehaw!
That's Friday, June 16th. You got to come out here and get those. We've got Gene Simmons of KISS.
Yes.
He will be at Hoosier Park Racing and Casino. That is Friday, June 9th. We've got tickets to that.
I think Simmons is like one or two on the all-time list of guys who've slept with, number of women they've slept with, something like that.
Well, Mick Jagger just released his this week.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. It was over 4,000.
Okay.
I don't know where that puts him on the list.
Do you remember, was it the episode of Oprah that they all went on? Gene Simmons, Paul Stanley, and Willie Nelson, and all together, and they were all talking about how many women they'd been with? Because Wilt Chamberlain wrote the book that said, 40,000?
20,000.
20,000. And Gene was like,
How do you keep
track? I'm somewhere in there.
How do you, I mean, truly, you can't possibly keep track
Well,
of that.
In his closet, he has, like, this wall that has belts on it. And then there's notches on each of those belts that add,
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, I know.
Here's the real piece de resistance, though. These are the ones that you really want.
Yes.
Leonard Skinnerd.
Leonard Skinnerd.
At Riverbend, and this is coming up this Friday, June 2nd.
So
we've got two
next
tickets
weekend.
For that. Yes.
I wonder if they'll play Freebird.
No.
They'll play Freebird?
They have said they will never play that song again.
Really?
No, I'm just kidding.
They're playing that song.
Yeah, I'm sure. Of course
Freebird's
they will.
Freebird's
happening. So we have got two tickets to give away for that. Again, the Lexington Rodeo and Gene Simmons. But you've got to come out here.
You have to come here. You have to be here in person. And we will ask you, I don't know, a stupid question. You'll get the answer. It's just
you
I don't
can
even,
use Google.
Yeah, we'll get it.
We actually do have a lot of sports stuff to get to today.
We do
a lot of stuff going on.
One more thing on Skinnerd, though. Wherever I go to a concert, no matter where it is, who's playing, regardless, someone yells Freebird, and if they don't, I do.
So
just to make sure that it's recorded.
It always happens.
It's like the Washington State flag at College Game Day. It's mandatory that any concert in America, at some point, someone must yell, Freebird!
So, like, at the Philharmonic. Well, you would yell Freebird.
No, I don't. But I don't go to the Philharmonic. I don't, you know. That would like, fly right over their heads like a free bird.
Like if your boys were giving a choir concert, you would yell Freebird.
All right. So there are some exceptions to the rule. If I'm at a Taj Mahal concert at the Opera House, Freebird.
There you go. Or if you are lucky enough to get these tickets and go to Leonard Skinner.
Then, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You absolutely should yell it then. You probably won't have to.
Yeah, Skinner tickets are the deal here. If I were to rate these, you know, Gene Simmons with Kiss in makeup, that is a great show. But I don't even know if he's going to put on makeup. I doubt it. It would look kind of silly if it's just him in full gear.
Yeah, I don't think. No, I think he's just coming as Gene Simmons. Yeah.
He did a solo album. You know, I gotta believe he plays none of that. If he expects people to, you know, continue to buy tickets for the tour, just play the...
Didn't he have a couple songs? Solo songs that were...
Not that I can...
Okay.
And I maybe...
You would know better than I.
Of the, like, Kiss each... When they were together, they each came out with a solo album. And they had, and it just was a black cover with their makeup face on each one. And of those four, I only.
You had the Paul Stanley one?
No, Ace Frehley.
Okay.
Back in the New York Groove. And that's Snowblind. Those were two good songs. I don't know one Gene Simmons solo song, not one.
Okay.
But, you know, he is featured more in some Kiss songs than others.
Yes.
So, like God of Thunder. That's his deal. So where is this again? Hoosier Park?
Hoosier Park, yes. In
Racing and Casino.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a pretty good deal. Go up there. So anyway, you have to come out here to the big used car store, Toyota on Nicholasville. And it's the final days of the Kentucky Car Fair. Come out here, and we will give these tickets away. We're supposed to be talking with Steve Day, the manager out here. So he'll let us know what's going on. But we also have some sports-related guests to talk to. At 11 o'clock, we'll have Chris Fisher on from 247sports.com. At 11:30, we'll have WDRB's Eric Crawford on with us. Chris Fisher, of course, we're going to have to talk to him about this basketball team.
Yeah, well, I think we were both. I know I was off. I think you were a little bit more leaning towards Hamidou Diallo returning than I was, but I think we both thought he was
off to
the NBA.
Yeah.
So, and he made us wait. I mean, he made us wait all day.
He did. He did. And it appears what that was he was waiting on an NBA team to guarantee that they would pick him in the first round. That was the deal. So he's basically sitting by the phone waiting for an NBA team to call and say, okay, Hami, we're going to do it. We're going to pick you in the first round.
I mean, he's Matt Leinart.
Yeah.
Right? Just sitting there waiting.
And he doesn't get that call, but he's holding out to get that call. So then after he's now coming back, in a statement you got to think he had already prepared, he releases it on Twitter and says that he was planning to pay UK back for his spring semester had he gone to the NBA draft, and said that if the plan all along was to leave and go in the NBA draft, then he would have played for UK, actually played on the court in games in the spring semester. Then the love and support and thank you,
yeah,
and blah, blah, blah.
Big Blue Nation, you're the best.
Sometimes I wish they would just come out and say, look, I want to go to the NBA as fast as possible. This was a chance to do it. I didn't know how good the chance was going to be, so I had to wait. And if they said they would take me, I was going because I want to get to the NBA. Now that I'm not going, you know what? UK is a great backup plan. So I'm all in now that we're doing that. But make no mistake, I was not all in until 11:59 p.m. Wednesday night.
Well, I feel like Isaiah Briscoe has been kind of open about that now.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you know, I think we know that's the case. But it's a huge – he might be – the biggest get for Cal, despite all the other great guys coming in. You know, to have a veteran like that. He's one of the veterans.
He is. He at least knows what to expect. He knows, you know, Calipari's deal, how he's going to act, what he expects. He's seen it, so he can relay a little bit of that on. But he's it.
Yeah. I'll be interested to ask Chris Fisher, and I'll ask you the same thing, who you believe the starting lineup will be. And it could, you know, it'll change. That could fluctuate.
It's a great debate for the summer.
It really
makes for a great debate and into the fall.
It does. I mean, there's a couple guys you know, right? Because obviously there's no one else to start at point guard than other than Quade Green. I mean, he's it.
Now, I have heard that Shai Gilgeous-Alexander was somewhat underrated. They bumped him up to a five-star, one of the recruiting services did. And he's not to be slept upon. He's a combo guard. He's 6'5". You know, Quade is 6'1".
Yeah.
But Alexander gives you a little more height at 6'5". But, no, Quade Green is your starting point guard.
Yeah.
And Hamidou Diallo is your starting two guard. And Kevin Knox is your three. That seems to be the consensus, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you don't start Knox at the three, I don't know who you do.
No, you start Knox.
Yeah. So then it comes down to the inside, the post. Who do you start there at those two positions? Wenyen, who, by the way, let's get into this for a minute real quick. Did you see the Herald Leader's story? Jared Peck did this thing on Kentucky.com where Wenyen tweeted out the picture of the boxing and the little video or whatever. Well, he dug into it to find out the story behind the boxing. So if you haven't seen it, it's Wenyen Gabriel out there, you know, boxing.
Yeah.
Skinny old Wenyen Gabriel out there. I say that like I'm criticizing him, but I wouldn't want to get in the ring with him with that reach.
No.
I mean, I wouldn't be anywhere to get anywhere close to him.
No. He would be that guy that just held your head and you would keep swinging and missing.
I would have to go full bowling ball mode, go into a little ball and roll up on him and I just have to get inside there and work the abs. Work on there. Maybe get a rib if I can.
you're probably not even, you know, reaching for an uppercut. I mean, you probably can't land that on him.
No. There's no way. That would be, if I thought I could get the uppercut, that would be the weakness. That's when he would get me.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Wenyen has been working out with a trainer 5 days a week, which includes boxing, and that's more about the stamina. If you've never tried to box, you just have no idea what it is like, even for 2 minutes, to try to do boxing. Have you ever tried that?
Well, you say 2 minutes, and you think that's nothing. Yeah. And then you do it.
Yeah.
And you say, time! And they say, 18 seconds in. You still got over a minute and a half left. Go. It is intense.
Brutal. It is brutal. So the stamina it takes, that's going to help him. And then the trainer said in this story that after training, Wenyen then sticks around and does basketball work. So he really does, you know, two workouts, some training and then basketball skill work.
So
he and his brother.
Do you see Wenyen in the starting lineup?
No.
Okay.
I just had to go off on this part.
Yeah, no, I know. No, I know.
No, I don't see Wenyen in there. But the trainer said he's all in, dedicated. He got the nutrition down as well. And they said they took a 2-week picture from when he arrived to 2 weeks later. And he said it was an amazing difference in just 2 weeks. And by the time he gets back to campus, he'll have done it for 5 weeks. So he's getting after it.
Yeah.
And we've heard that Sasha Kalia-Jones.
Yes.
Apparently has made progress since the offseason, the end of the last season, and now. Will that propel them into the starting lineup? I say, without a doubt, Nick Richards starts.
Yeah.
He is 6'11". He's a center. He's got that reach, that length. He's the rim protector that Calipari always would like to see, like to have on his roster. So I think he starts. So then it's Jared Vanderbilt, Wynyon Gabriel, Sasha Kalia Jones, P.J. Washington. Which of those four? And I can't say I know enough about any of them's game. I mean, other than Wynyon.
Yeah. He's really the only one we've seen, at, you know. And I think for Wynyon to be successful, I just felt like last year he just really, like, he knocked down a couple of threes in that, I don't remember which game it was, and then was just like, that's my shot.
Yeah, fell in love with it.
And I'm sticking with it. And he just fell in love with the three. And I just don't think that's – now, it's nice to have that as a side mm-hmm. piece.
Yeah.
You know, as like a little addition to your game. But that's not, I don't think, where he should be playing.
There were moments where he showed his ability to get to the rim.
And he's so athletic.
Yeah.
I mean, he's like a gazelle.
And make those reverse layups. When he would get around the basket, he did have a knack for finding a way to get the ball in. He did have that. That's a good skill. Somebody like DeMarcus Cousins.
It is, but if you're
25
feet from the basket, that's hard.
Yeah. Oh, I mean around the basket.
Yeah.
I mean around it. For instance, Nerlens Noel, when he was here, around the basket, it was so hard. He had such a hard time getting stuff to go. Julius Randle was another that seemed like stuff would bounce out all the time.
Chuck Hayes.
Yeah.
Ugh.
DeMarcus Cousins, it was always going in.
Mm-hmm.
Wynyon Gabriel has a little bit of that type skill that it just he just finds a way to get it to go to fall around.
Shigari Alin, that always blew my mind. Like how can you not get it in? How can you can stand flat foot and dunk it?
Yeah.
Basically. Like what mm-hmm. what's the deal here? I just couldn't ever
figure that touch.
Out.
None. Whatsoever. Jared Vanderbilt is you know, he's a skilled big guy.
Mm-hmm.
And now Sasha...
Do we know what his ankle situation is?
No, there's been no update.
Nothing. I've heard nothing on that. So, I mean, there's plenty of time, obviously, before the season starts. But I just have never heard anything. And there's going to be a couple games that have been announced. Virginia Tech
mm-hmm.
and West Virginia. And I'm super pumped about the West Virginia game.
Yeah, yeah.
That'll be tough.
Vanderbilt's ankle, I feel like it's out there. Nobody's saying anything. But if it's nothing major that requires surgery, he'll be fine for the season. I just haven't heard anything, so it's just kind of still of a mystery. So I don't know about him. And P.J. Washington, I don't know about him either. And then Kalia Jones is, he's not the same as Washington, Vanderbilt, Gabriel. I think Gabriel, Vanderbilt, Washington are those guys that can take somebody off the dribble. Are they skilled for a big man? Kalia Jones is a different kind of big guy, not the same as those.
And so we've heard so much really about Sasha, you know, really working hard, really showing up in practice, really like turning things around. But, gosh, that's just so hard to really know what that means because if he was doing anything last year, I feel like he would have gotten an opportunity at least to play. It was like the last 20 games of the season, he didn't check in. He wasn't even the guy. He wasn't even like Brad Calipari, we're up 30 with a minute to go, check in kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm. No doubt.
So he's a mystery. But he's a McDonald's All-American.
Yeah.
So.
And then you have the wood chopper, Ty Winyard. He's going to play on New Zealand's under-19 national mm-hmm. team, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
So be in the same World Cup with his teammates who will be playing for Calipari on Team USA. We'll talk more about that and more. And take your calls, 381-1313. We're live at the Toyota on Nicholasville big used car store. Final days of the Kentucky Car Fair. And it's the Memorial Day Sellathon all weekend. Come see us. We've got stuff to give away on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
Here on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Lexington Legends are playing tonight at 6:35. Fun for just about any age. Get your tickets now at the Whitaker Bank Ballpark box office, by phone at 859-422-RUNS, or online at lexingtonlegends.com.
Yeah! The Lexington Rodeo in the All-Tech Arena at the Kentucky Horse Park. Father's Day weekend. Friday and Saturday nights, June 16th and 17th at 7:30. See the best professional cowboys and cowgirls compete for national points in the fastest-growing extreme sport, rodeo. Come early and enjoy live music. Visit the Wells Fargo Stagecoach. Meet Tommy Turvey, the animal trainer for the hit series The Walking Dead, and Blade, the horse from the show. Your kids won't want to miss Mutton Bustin' and the Calf Scramble. The Lexington Rodeo is back. Father's Day weekend. Get your tickets while they last at lexingtonrodeo.org.
I've got a terrible stain on my best dress shirt. I was going to wear it on my business trip.
Don't worry. Just take it to Emperor's Cleaners in the Auto Hour Plaza on Richmond Road. They'll get that stain right out.
There's not enough time for that. I leave for my trip in 2 days.
That's still no problem. Emperor's Cleaners specializes in same-day dress shirt service. If you drop your shirts off by 9 a.m., they'll have them ready for you the same day.
Wow. Say, I've got a pair of dress pants that are too long. Do you think they could take care of that, too?
Absolutely. Emperor's Cleaners provides top-notch alteration services.
Well, I guess I better get over there and get this stuff dropped off. Thanks.
You'll be in good hands. Emperor's Cleaners will give your clothes a royal treatment. Visit Emperor's Cleaners in the Auto Hour Plaza on Richmond Road to keep your clothing looking sharp and stylish. You'll stay dressed to the nines with our royal treatment at Emperor's Cleaners.
Emperor's Cleaners in the Idle Hour Plaza on Richmond Road. Give your clothes the royal treatment.
Banks floor covering.
Is Spider-Man there?
I don't know where you can find Spider-Man.
What about Superman?
I don't know where Superman, Spider-Man, or any of their superhero friends are.
Don't you always have something for everyone?
We do have something for everyone, but we mean carpet, vinyl, hardwood, laminate flooring, and more. We don't know any superheroes, but we always have super prices.
Super prices? I never heard of that, superhero.
We've got something for everyone. Banks floor covering, 1117 Winchester Road, just off New Circle Road in Lexington.
Spring is here. It's time to give your home or office a fresh start. Let the cleaning authority take your cleaning stress away by giving you a first-class cleaning experience. The cleaning authority is one of the largest home and office cleaning companies in Lexington because they get great results with high customer satisfaction. Their references will tell you they put you first in all they do. The cleaning authority staff are bonded professionals, so you can rest assured your home or office is in good hands. Call us for a free estimate at 859-309-1313. That's 859-309-1313. Or check us out on the web at thecleaningauthority.com/Lexington. It's time for spring cleaning. Start it off right by getting your office or home cleaned by the pros. Call the cleaning authority and let them take care of this for you. Now that spring is here, it's the perfect time to call them for your first-class cleaning experience. Call 859-309-1313. The Cleaning Authority. We make life easier.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300. WLXG Lexington. The Dan and Mary Jo Show. Local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show. Or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Of course, you know who sings this song, Mary Jo.
It just dawned on me what Sean is doing with the music.
Yeah. It's the cars.
It's cars.
Yes.
Cars, cars, cars.
And that's what they have here at the big used car store on Toyota on Nicholasville. It's the final days of the Kentucky Car Fair, and it's the Memorial Day Sellathon, Friday through Monday. We're here with Steve Day, the manager out here at the big used car store. Tell us what's going on, Steve.
Well, we have a great deals going on. We're open today, tomorrow, Monday, all day. We have fantastic inventory, over 200 pre-owned vehicles available, all drastically reduced for the big sale.
Yeah.
Rates as low as 1.9 on certified, and just in most of our cars, like 95% of them are fresh trade-ins. We don't have to go to the auctions. We're proud of that.
Yeah, and these are like all makes and models. Every car is reconditioned. This is, I mean, you're going to get something good stuff.
That's right. Every car reconditioned. We're proud of that because in today's age, you know, due to the competitive nature of the internet, a lot of dealers are cutting back on their reconditioning where they service their cars before we put them on the lot. We don't do that. We do the right thing. We're proud of it. We're going to make you great deals, and we're easy to deal with.
And if you come out here today, you can get either one of these things, if we still have them left, your choice. You can get four tickets to the Lexington Rodeo. That's next Friday night.
No, that's the 16th.
The 16th, I'm sorry.
Yes, next on the 16th. Friday night is Leonard Skinner.
Wow. Leonard, play me some Leonard Skinner, please. And then Gene Simmons of Kiss at Hoosier Park. So we got tickets to all those things. You can come out here and get those and then shop around at the big used car store here on Toyota Nicholasville while you're at it.
I was going to say, if you're going to Riverbend or you're going to Hoosier Park to see these, wouldn't it be nice to be cruising around in a new-to-you car?
That's right. That's right. Come out and see us. We'll take great care of you.
So what's like your – if you could go and pick one of these cars that you have, what is the most fun for you to drive out here?
Well, we just traded for an 03 Mini Cooper with only 67,000 miles.
Wow.
And you remember that car, the Italian job?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yes.
Man, that's the hottest car on the lot.
In the showroom, you have a Toyota, a black Toyota. It's all tricked out, rims. It's just, it is sharp. What is that?
That is a very rare 4Runner called a TRD Pro. They make about 1 out of 100. There's none in the state of Kentucky right now. And in a lot of the big cities like Atlanta and Houston, they'll mark them up $5,000 over sticker because
They're so rare.
Yeah, when they go to the auction, they just ring the bell. We have a 15 right there, right at 30,000 miles, black on black, absolutely beautiful. Just waiting for someone to drive it away.
I mean, it's Dan noticed that as soon as we got here today.
It caught my eye. Yeah. Now, that's probably at the higher end of the price range
here on the lot. It is.
Where is the lower end if, you know, these kids graduated? Graduation weekend, all these kids graduated.
We've got a bunch of nice student cars and transition cars. And again, local trade-ins. We didn't go buy them at the auction. We've inspected them. We've searched them. We've got an 07 Corolla we just traded for that's got a sunroof, automatic, beautiful black car. We have a 02 Camry that's a one-owner clean Carfax we just traded for. We have a Prius that's – all these are in the $5,000 to $6,000 price range. Some of them on sale around the $4,000 price range. And we have a van – that runs good. We just traded for it. We put it on the internet in 1980 just to start out there.
So if you're on vacation this summer.
That's right.
Hey, speaking of Corollas in 1980, that was my first vehicle, by the way.
Wow.
A 1980 Toyota Corolla. Before I was done with it, I caught it on fire. I mean, fully engulfed.
Oh, man.
Flames shooting out of the hood.
That's not something that comes standard with a Corolla.
No, it doesn't. But they run forever.
Yes, they do. Well,
unless you start them on fire.
I replaced the wires and sold it for $500.
Oh, that's awesome. There you go.
Yeah.
Yep.
So you can buy a Corolla out here and set your own Corolla
on fire. We'll even help you.
It can become the new couch of Kentucky, right?
Yeah.
When we win
the
national championship, you just torch a Corolla. The stories I've heard about Dan, it is a wonder is here today.
Yeah. Wow. You got 9 lives?
Maybe 11.
Wow.
Well, listen, folks, come out. Like I said, we got Skinner tickets. We got the Lexington Rodeo tickets. We got the Gene Simmons tickets. And, of course, all of these cars at the big used car store on Toyota on Nicholasville, the final days of the Kentucky Car Fair, open all weekend. It's the Memorial Day sell-a-thon, and you've got these prices lower than normal.
Come on out and see us. You won't be disappointed.
Including Monday. You guys are open Monday.
Open Monday and Sunday.
Sunday and Monday, yeah. Anytime this weekend. Come on out.
Come see Steve and his wonderful staff. Back with more on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
There is a turn beyond rational explanation where the laws of physics become fast and loose. You've entered Turn 3. Kentucky Speedway's Turn 3 is unlike any corner in NASCAR.
Oh, and around goes the 20.
It's a place caught between up and down, science and superstition. It is Turn 3.
It's the toughest corner on the circuit. Catch the Quaker State 400 presented by Advance Auto Parts July 8th. Visit KentuckySpeedway.com.
Where will you go to fill your hunger after a long day of poolside heat? Tropical Smoothie Cafe's endless summer kicks off with the new Hawaiian barbecue chicken flatbread. We can't decide if our favorite part is the cool coleslaw, tangy ranch, or sweet barbecue sauce. Try one with a fresh made smoothie for the perfect summertime pairing. Nothing beats the heat like a fresh smoothie. Every day can feel like a balmy day on an island beach with a delicious Hawaiian barbecue chicken flatbread and sweet smoothie. Tropical Smoothie Cafe invites you to try their fan favorite, Island Green Smoothie, freshly made with five whole fruits and vegetables, crisp pineapple, banana, mango, spinach, and kale. You don't have to sacrifice great taste for better choices at Tropical Smoothie Cafe on Bowman Center Circle. Finally, a smoothie that tastes as good as it is healthy. Get your portion of greens for the day in one delicious drink. Try one today at Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Eat better, feel better.
Get out and ride. The 2017 Bike Lexington Family Fun Ride, presented by Pedal Power, will hit the streets of downtown Lexington on Saturday, June 3rd at 10 a.m. The Family Fun Ride is a 10-mile police-escorted bicycle ride with a pace that's designed for all ages. Remember, it's a ride, not a race. The ride takes off promptly at 10 a.m. from the Robert F. Stevens Courthouse Plaza. But get downtown early and enjoy fun activities for all ages. For more information, visit BikeLexington.com.
We know today, you don't just want a deal, you want a steal. And that's just what you'll find at Kasai Oriental Rug Outlet. With more than 5,000 rugs in stock and 100,000 more online, we offer the largest selection of quality rugs in the Midwest. All sizes, colors, and styles. New, old, antique, and all on sale at prices so low, they should be illegal. We beat any store or online prices by 20% guaranteed. Kasai Oriental Rug Outlet in the Idle Hour Shopping Plaza on Richmond Road in Lexington. Visit us at KasaiRugs.com. That's K-H-A-Z-A-I rugs.com or call 272-4900. Kasai, we make luxury affordable.
Banks floor covering.
Have you seen my turtle?
How would I know where your turtle is?
You always say you have something for everyone.
Well, we've got carpet, vinyl, hardwood, laminate, and ceramic flooring, but nothing for turtles.
So you don't have something for everyone.
A turtle doesn't count as someone.
Don't you like turtles?
Sure, we like turtles, but we don't have any turtle flooring.
I don't think you really like turtles.
We've got something for everyone. Banks floor covering. 1117 Winchester Road, just off New Circle Road in Lexington.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show, or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
You know this reference, right, Mary Jo?
I'm trying to think. I don't know this song.
Radar Love.
Yeah, I don't know this song at all.
You don't know this song?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
Nope.
Who sings Radar Love?
I've been driving all night.
Golden Earring. Yeah. Wow, you've never listened.
Golden Earring?
You've never listened to Classic Rock 92.1, have you?
I have not.
You listen to the beat, though, right?
Yes.
And 106.3.
Yes.
Okay. Fair enough.
Those for sure.
Fair enough. Part of the LM Communications family, like ESPN Sports Radio 1300. The UK baseball team yesterday eliminated from the playoffs. By the way, we're at the Toyota on Nicholasville big used car store. It is across the street from the big one that you're used to where Price sells cars. But across the street, I guess Price sells cars too.
Yes.
Final days of the Kentucky Car Fair, Memorial Day sell-a-thon all weekend. They do have nice-looking vehicles out here. Just saying, if you're in the market, come on out. Because you can also, while you're out here, pick up tickets to go see Lynyrd Skynyrd next weekend. And then Gene Simmons,
yes,
of KISS.
And then,
and
then we got a family four-pack to the Lexington Rodeo, and that's Friday, June 16th. So that's a couple of weeks away. But
I would like to go to that Lexington Rodeo.
Yeah,
I may go.
That'll be fun.
So if you don't come get these, they're going in my pocket. Now, Kentucky got bounced from the SEC tournament yesterday after Justin Lewis, the starting pitcher for Kentucky, took a no-hitter into the sixth inning, did not allow a single run, and UK held South Carolina to two hits. So yeah. A two-hitter, when your pitcher goes into the sixth inning throwing no-hit ball, and you still lose 3-1.
Well, and, you know, we also have to mention that they had lost the night before to LSU 10-0 in seven innings. So that was not a great outing.
Well, what happened with South Carolina is they had a walk and an error on UK to put two men on in the seventh inning. And kid came in and hit a pinch hit home run. Three-run jack. That was it. That's all it needed. Kentucky's bats. Kentucky is the number one offense in the SEC, has been all season.
Yes.
The best batting average, slugging, everything. Hits, total bases. I mean, Kentucky has been a juggernaut offensively. And here on Thursday and Friday, they manage one run in two games.
Yeah, just didn't have it.
And Thursday was a bit of an embarrassment. It was not a good look for Kentucky because you had the SEC Pitcher of the Year, Sean Gelly, who earned it.
Yeah,
he
absolutely.
Earned that.
Absolutely.
It's not like, yeah, he earned it. But he's going up against Alex Lang, who if it wasn't Jelly getting it, you know, Lang was a candidate for SEC Pitcher of the Year. And he is a stud. And he pitched that way. He shut Kentucky out seven innings. Kentucky was unable to do anything against him. And meanwhile, Jelly gave up 10 runs, nine of them earned. But a lot of that, I think, has to do with some baseball is such a, I don't know how to explain this, but so many nuances in baseball. Where if an error on a throw to first that should have been the third out.
Yes, and then it's
not. And then that leads to this, that, and the other.
Yes.
Well, that stuff happened on Thursday night to Sean Jelly. It happened. It's happened, you know, many times this season. But it happened in the first inning against LSU, and Jelly worked out of it. Second inning, they just poured it on. He wasn't able to work out of it. And there's a confidence thing that goes on there, too. I mean, but when the SEC Pitcher of the Year goes out there and gives up nine earned runs, and LSU's guy shuts you out,
yeah,
it doesn't look good for you. And then you turn around the next day and play South Carolina. And that, you played a great game, but your bats just didn't show up again. So that's one of the concerns for Kentucky now entering the NCAA tournament postseason,
And so for me, I would think this probably eliminates them from being a national seed.
Well, you would think that. I think the consensus is for those who write about college baseball and those, specifically those who cover UK baseball, is the thought was they needed to probably win and get to the semifinals of the SEC tournament and then play LSU and at least get that far. And then if you beat LSU, then you've done a really good job of securing it.
You're in a good spot there.
But is it what have you done for me lately, or is it
body of work?
Yes. And Nick Mingione, he has made the case that it's the entire body of work. Now, do we have that, Sean? Go ahead and play Nick Mingione making the case for UK after the loss to South Carolina yesterday that Kentucky should be a top eight national seed. All right, got a technical issue with the...
I was going to say, this is not a convincing argument, Dan.
Crickets. he makes a strong case for it. And Kentucky has been solid all season. There's no doubt about it. Kentucky has only lost... They lost the opening series of the year
to North Carolina,
which North Carolina is one of the top teams. Then they lost the series to Mississippi State on the road. Mississippi State was right in the hunt for the SEC title up until the very last weekend.
So I mean, then you go to the last weekend and they, you know, win that Florida, and then the other two don't go well,
right.
And then you have this performance in the SEC tournament. So it would lead you to believe, you know, it's hard to give them a top eight national.
The Georgia
seed.
Series.
We do have, and the Georgia series.
The Georgia series is the one that really got them. Had they taken care of business against Georgia, I think it would still look a little bit better. But the only bad series was Georgia.
Yeah.
So now, here's what Nick Mingione said after the game yesterday about where Kentucky should be.
Nick, now that you guys are done here, what's your feeling national seed-wise, and I guess what's your pitch?
Yeah. Well, as you guys know, and you know what, it always comes down to the end, right? I mean, you guys have jobs to do, and it's really fun to talk about, man, who gets 7 and 8, right? I mean, that's part of your guys' jobs, right? But I just want to remind everyone that this is based off a whole season's work. We have 20 wins in the Southeastern Conference. We've won 20 games in the Southeastern Conference. I want everyone to compare our strength of schedule to everybody else's. I want everybody to look at how many wins we have in the top 50, right? It's real easy. It's kind of, hey, what have you done for me lately? And I understand that's important. But I want people to look at that. I want people to look at our strength of schedule. What is it right now, Kendall? It's under 10, right? Yeah, it's going to be under 10. So we have the top 10 strength of schedule in the country, which you look at. We have the third most wins, top 50 RPI wins in the entire country. I want you to think about that. The third most wins in the entire country, top 50 RPI wins with a top 10 strength of schedule. I don't know what we're talking about here. We have 20 wins in the best league in America. I mean, what am I missing, Kendall? You're the best. Yeah, I you know what? And you, for anything else, and you know what? I believe everything in life you have to earn. And that's what our young men have done. They've earned everything. And when you put together the strength of schedule that we put together, and you put together the amount of wins that we've put together, and you put together the amount of what we've done in our conference and what we've done, I mean, I love, you know what I would love to do? The whole little blanket deal where you take the names off and you just go, hey, look at this, and you tell me who deserves it. Let's take all the feelings and emotions out. Let's take all the feel-good stuff out. Let's take it out. And let's just say, hey, let's look at this team and look at this team, and you tell me. And I think it'd be pretty easy.
Listen, we've had Coach Mangione on the show a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
How do you not love that guy, right?
Yeah.
His passion, you would go through a brick wall for that dude. And he does make a convincing argument. I didn't know they were, what he said, third
most top 50.
But I knew they had a ton of top 50 wins.
Yeah.
I mean, they have beaten some really good teams along the way.
See, I just can't speak for the other team, like TCU and Stanford are the 7 and the 8. Look, Florida's in there. LSU's in there. Oregon State's in there. North Carolina's in there. That's four that I can think of. Stanford and TCU.
What about Louisville?
Louisville's in there. Louisville, I mean, hasn't lost a series all year. By the way, the ACC tournament is the dumbest thing I've ever even tried to wrap my mind around. I mean, Louisville and North Carolina played the other day a meaningless game. Like, it has zero effect on the tournament.
Yeah.
How do you play in a tournament and play a game that has no impact whatsoever? We're not talking about a consolation game or something.
That's weird, isn't it?
It's stupid. It's not weird. It's stupid. They have pool play. Is what they do. They take 12 teams and they put them into four pools. And it goes like the one seeds in pool A, the two seeds in pool B, and three and four. And then it just keeps going that way. So you have three teams in each pool and they play each other, round robin. So obviously if you go 2-0, you move on. But what if you all go 1-1? You beat that team and that team beat that team. It goes back to the highest seed. So, Notre Dame had already lost to Florida State in pool play with Louisville, Florida State, and Notre Dame. So, it wouldn't matter what Notre Dame did because they already lost, and they're the lowest seed in the pool. So, it meant nothing. Absolutely nothing. It's a tournament.
Yeah.
It can't mean nothing. It's dumb. The SEC is about the closest thing to doing it right, where you have eight teams play a single elimination round for the right to play the top four seeds. And then when you lose in that round, you try to come back out of the loser's bracket.
Yeah.
And then the one thing that does – I mean, there's one thing that does stink about it is now Saturday, today, semifinals. Once you get back to the semifinals, it's single elimination again. So in the middle, it's double elimination. In the beginning, it's single elimination, and at the end, it's single elimination. So South Carolina plays LSU today. LSU is 2-0 in the tournament. South Carolina's already lost to Kentucky once. If South Carolina beats LSU today, that's it. LSU's done.
Yeah.
So that's kind of sorry. The other thing I don't like about it is, so Kentucky started with South Carolina and beat South Carolina, and then Kentucky played LSU and lost. If Kentucky had beaten South Carolina a second time, they would play LSU a second time.
Yeah.
And so basically your entire tournament to get to the finals is South Carolina LSU. You're playing two games against those two teams.
Yeah.
So it'd be nice to see, like, when that bracket's loser, like Kentucky, if they were to drop down into the other side of the bracket and have to play Arkansas or something. It would be more representative of the entire league.
Yes. We should also mention that the UK softball team is out in Oregon, and they dropped game one yesterday.
That's the number three national seed is Oregon.
Yes.
And they lost 4-0.
Yes. So
now they got to win two.
They have to win two both today. Do they have to win two or just?
No. Okay. They have to win today, 7 o'clock tonight. That game's on ESPN2 if you want to watch it. It's game two of Oregon, UK softball, super regional. And Kentucky has to win tonight to stay alive and then has to win game three, which is Sunday at 3 o'clock on ESPNU. So just have to win tonight just to stay alive.
Yes.
By the way, the NCAA tournament field is going to be announced Monday at noon on ESPNU. So we'll see if Kentucky does indeed get a top eight national seed. There's no doubt Kentucky will be a top 16 seed, which means they'll host a regional.
Yes.
They'll host a four-team regional. And then should they make it out of that regional, they have to be a top eight seed to host, or they have to be paired with a lower-seeded regional winner, which that happens too. Let's say TCU gets in over Kentucky in the top eight national seed, and TCU loses its regional, doesn't win out. And Kentucky's a top 16 seed, and they're paired in the bracket with TCU. They would play and host the super regional.
Okay, yes. TCU is eliminated.
Right. So, I mean, there's still a chance if you're a top 16, because you're one of 16 hosts. And of those 16 sites, the top eight are automatically get to host the next round unless
they don't advance.
Yeah, they don't come out.
Yeah.
So, all right, we got to take a break. Back with more. We're here at the big used car store, Toyota on Nicholasville. It is the final days of the Kentucky Car Fair. Memorial Day sell-a-thon. Come on out. Got tickets to see Skinnerd, the Lexington Rodeo, and Gene Simmons.
All you got to do is come out here and see us.
God of Thunder and Rock and Roll.
You can't miss us. Dan's the one with the beard.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show.
I'm not doing it on ESPN Radio.
1300. He sounded like Cookie Monster. Where blues won't haunt you anymore. With
a brave, I'll free love soul. The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Tee it up at the Edwin Watts Golf Memorial Day Sale this Friday through Monday with huge savings throughout the store. Save up to 20% on apparel, footwear, golf bags, and carts. Pick up the Bushnell Neo Ghost for just $49.99. Buy two dozen Bridgestone B-Series golf balls and get the third dozen free. And score the Cobra F6 driver on sale for $199.99. Get these deals and more Friday through Monday during the Memorial Day Sale at Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Open Memorial Day 9 to 5.
With approved credit, example 06 Xterra S, stock number T67412B, sale price $69.90, $649 dealer fee plus tax, tag, and title subject to prior sale.
It's the final days of the Kentucky Car Fair at Toyota on Nicholasville and the big used car store. It's your last chance for clearance pricing on over 150 used cars and trucks. Prices start under $7,000. Used cars, clearance price. Visit Toyota on Nicholasville.com to get pre-approved. Buy now with zero down. Take advantage of special finance rates. The Kentucky Car Fair means finance experts on site to help get you approved. It means several lenders competing for your business. It means the used cars you want at the price you want to pay. Don't miss the final days of the Kentucky Car Fair at the big used car store on Nicholasville, right across from
Toyota Nicholasville.
The big Toyota store.
Where price sells cars.
Toyota on Nicholasville.com.
At Paris Animal Welfare Society, located in Bourbon County, we fight every day to help give the stray and abandoned animals of Central Kentucky a second chance at a wonderful life. Of course, we don't do this work alone. Paws relies on a team of volunteers and animal fosters who are passionate about ensuring that each animal finds their perfect forever family. If you live in the Lexington Paris area and love animals like we do, we want you to join us in our life-saving work. Sign up today to become an animal foster or volunteer by visiting our website at www.pawspets.org. That's PAWSpets.org.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
Many times we represent those hurt on the job, fighting for disability benefits, or injured due to no fault of their own. Car crashes, physical attacks at a place of business, and medical mistakes. And I want to tell you something very important. Of course, the loss of income is devastating. Most families live paycheck to paycheck. But I find in our clients suffering something more important than the loss of money or a paycheck. It's the loss of one's honor, respect, and dignity. Providing for our families is what we do. It's our job, our purpose. For me and our lawyers, trying to restore that purpose and pride is our job number one. We're here to help you and your family at your hour of need. Dignity, honor, respect. In the end, it's all we have. Morgan & Morgan. ForThePeople.com. Offices Lexington.
ESPN Sports Radio. 1300.
So let's rock and roll all night and party every day.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show. Local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show. Or tweet them at D Reefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Have you ever seen Kiss in concert, Mary Jo?
No, I have not.
No. I have seen them twice. Brad, you've seen them three times? Oh, you're telling me 3 minutes. I saw them, all right, when they came back in makeup, okay, so they were in makeup for, I don't know, through the 70s, maybe into the 80s, and then they took the makeup off, and they kind of interchanged parts. Yes. And people and band members and stuff, and then
they all came back.
In the 90s, the original members all came back, Ace Frehley, Paul Stanley, Gene Simmons, Peter Criss. They all reunited and put the makeup back on. And their very first show for that tour was, appropriately, Detroit. Because Detroit Rock City is one of their songs. The second stop on the tour was Louisville. Freedom Hall.
There you go.
I was there. And so when Peter Criss came out and sang Beth, you know the song Beth.
I love the song Beth.
Okay. He sang the song Beth solo, sitting out there. Which, it's so surreal to see this dude with, you know, painted up like a cat, sitting on a chair singing this emotional song, Beth. Like, and they're throwing roses up on the stage at him. And he teared up. He cried on stage because it was the second time he had performed this song. You know, he'd probably taken a 20-year hiatus from performing this song. And so that was very cool. And to see Kiss in makeup is pretty awesome. I cannot promise you that Gene Simmons will be in makeup at Hoosier Park.
But I can promise you, if you come out here and want the tickets, we'll give them to you.
Exactly. We are at the big used car store, Toyota on Nicholasville. And you come out here, there's the big store across the street. So if you're heading towards Nicholasville from Lexington, on the left side of the road is Toyota on Nicholasville. On the right side of the road is Toyota Nicholasville's big used car store. That's where we are, and that's where we have these tickets.
Now, coming up in just a couple of minutes after the break, we're going to have Chris Fisher on from 24/7 Sports, and we're going to ask him about, obviously, Diallo returning to Kentucky.
Yeah.
and who may his starting five be.
Yes, this is interesting to look at. And then this USA, Team USA Under-19 World Cup team that Calipari is going to coach. It's kind of coming up on the tryouts in Colorado at the Olympic facility out there. They bring them all out, you know, to try out to be on the team, and that's coming up. And so who's going to be invited and how many of Calipari's players at UK will be on this team? Chris Fisher next here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show from the Toyota on Nicholasville Big Used Car Store.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
You know, it was right about 2 years ago at this time that a new restaurant opened on Main Street. And it's quickly become a favorite for anybody that wants the best steaks and the best seafood. It's Tony's Steaks and Seafood. They were just named one of the best steakhouses in the nation by TastingTable.com, a very big national website. Why don't you give them a visit? It's Tony's Steaks and Seafood on Main Street. TonysSteaksAndSeafood.com.
I really wish I could find a lunch spot that had authentic Mediterranean food.
Not impossible at all. Skewers on West Tiverton Way serves authentic Mediterranean food with a ton of options to choose from, including vegetarian.
Like what?
Salads, soups, falafels, kebabs, baba ganoush, baklava, and a lot more. And all their dips, soups, and desserts are homemade.
Sounds like a great place, but I don't have a lot of time for lunch.
No worries. You can order ahead by phone or online at www.skewerslexington.com.
Great. Skewers for lunch it is then.
Did you know your rug is the biggest air filter in your home? Filtering allergens, airborne bacteria, dead skin cells, food stains, dust mites, pet hair, and pet urine and bacteria. All of these may contribute to health problems. According to a government study, after 2 years of regular traffic with shoes and pets, your rug is 4,000 times dirtier than your toilet. Just as an air filter for your home ventilation system needs to be regularly replaced, your area rug needs to be cleaned regularly. Let's start with this. Cleaning Oriental rugs is not the same as cleaning a carpet or upholstery or drapes. If you want your Oriental rugs cleaned properly without being damaged, you need specialists. That would be us, Kazai Oriental Rug Outlet. We have the expertise and experience to keep Oriental rugs looking their best. We can remove stains, repair damage, and restore your rug's original beauty. Free pickup and delivery within 25 miles. Kazai Oriental Rug Outlet, Richmond Road, Lexington, and online at kazairugs.com. Call 272-4900 for pickup. 272-4900. KazaiRugs.com.
Hurry in to Sling Point Firearms in Georgetown for lots of great savings this spring. Gear up with any new Springfield Armory 9mm, 40 cal or 45 cal pistol before June 30th and receive four free mags, a holster, and mag pouch. A value of $180 in free gear. Also save 10% on selected carry and concealed purses this month, as well as rebates on new Smith & Wessons too. As always, discounts for Toyota, police, and fire department employees. Sling Point Firearms, 401 Outlet Center Drive in Georgetown, or visit online at slingpoint.com.
I adopted Bento in 2010 from a shelter. A lot of people know him as Keyboard Cat.
That's just one adoption story that started at a shelter. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
ESPN, Sports Radio 1300, WLHG Lexington, and LM Communications Broadcasting Station.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. Rookie starters have played a big role for the Rockies, who own the National League's best record and are off to the best 50-game start in franchise history at 32-18. Colorado rookie starting pitchers 11-2 this month, most wins by a team's rookie starters in nearly 8 years. In addition, they're 9-0 in their last 10. Kyle Freeland, the latest Rockies rookie to get the call, he goes today against the Cardinals. Astros ace Dallas Keuchel slated to return from a stint on the DL with a pinched nerve at his neck. He's on the hill today versus the Orioles. He'll make AL-leading Houston even better, explains ESPN's Tim Kirkjian.
He has been as good a pitcher as there's been in the American League this year. 7-0, 184 ERA, and he joins a team, of course, rejoins, that leads the league in ERA right now. So it's not just Dallas Keuchel. It's Lance McCullers Jr. It's the entire rotation. It's a bunch of power arms in the bullpen, a dynamic offense.
Our Tim Kirkjian also coming back for the Astros today. Catcher Brian McCann, he was on the concussion list. Rangers starter A.J. Griffin on the DL with a strained left intercostal muscle. Angels reliever Bud Norris day-to-day with a right knee issue. NBA from ESPN's Mark Stein. The Spurs exploring the feasibility of making a free agent run at all-star point guard Chris Paul. The Clippers regard the threat of San Antonio signing away Paul as a legitimate concern, even though the Spurs currently have virtually no salary cap flexibility, and Paul's eligible for a five-year deal worth an estimated $205 million from the Clippers. Golf, Sergio Garcia, one stroke off the lead at the Colonial.
It's a Memorial Day doubleheader as Bryce Harper and the Nationals meet Buster Posey and the Giants from AT&T Park, followed by Tigers Royals from KC, Monday starting at 3:30 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to at D Reefer or at MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Jo Perino.
We are at Toyota on Nicholasville's used car store. Come on out and see us, and we'll give you tickets to see Lynyrd Skynyrd. Or you can, and Lynyrd Skynyrd's at Riverbend, by the way. You've been to Riverbend for shows, right? Kid Rock, I'm sure you've seen at Riverbend.
Yes.
Yeah. Riverbend's a cool place to see a show. Gosh, I couldn't tell you how many shows I've seen at Riverbend. Fun place. And Skynyrd's going to be good. No doubt about it. And then the Lexington Rodeo at the Kentucky Horse Park, right? At All Tech Arena.
Yes.
That's coming up June 16th, Friday.
And then Gene Simmons at Hoosier Park, which is in Anderson, Indiana.
So you have to come out here.
Yeah.
To the big used car store, Toyota on Nicholasville's big used car store. It's the final days of their Kentucky Car Fair, and it's the Memorial Day sell-a-thon. If you come out here, you'll get tickets to see one of those shows we just mentioned. And then, of course, you'll get to see us.
Yeah.
And we, I mean, we're a treat. Well, we do have a treat for you. It's Chris Fisher from 247sports.com joining us now to talk some basketball. Good morning, Chris. Thanks for making time for us.
Yeah, definitely. Happy Memorial Day weekend to you guys.
Same to you. I always love the long weekend.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, so we got to get into Hamidou Diallo right away. First of all, were you surprised that he returned, number one? And number two, when we did learn he returned, you tweeted out that you believe he will be the leading scorer for Kentucky next year.
Yeah, I do. I wasn't surprised. I thought the report that came out the night before from the Nets insider had a really good chance of being credible, because I think the Nets were one of the teams in the first round there that were really interested in picking him. But as it went on, I think his name was in the draft for 30 days. But the longer it went on, the better I felt about him coming back to Kentucky, because I just don't think he was receiving the feedback that he needed to in order to feel comfortable enough to keep his name in the draft. So I wasn't shocked by him coming back, and obviously that's huge for Kentucky. I do think there's a really good chance for him to be Kentucky's leading scorer next season, kind of step into that Malik Monk role. Along with Kevin Knox, I think those are probably the two leading candidates to lead Kentucky in scoring next season. But I also think he may have the potential to be Kentucky's best defender. I mean, he's 6'5". He's got a great frame at right around 200 pounds and has that 6'11" wingspan that I think is really going to give some teams a lot of trouble next year. And obviously received some really good on-the-job training last season defending De'Aaron Fox and Malik Monk in practice.
Well, everyone feels that it's going to be Kwadwo Green, Hamidou Diallo, and Kevin Knox. Those three starting spots, kind of. I think everyone thinks that way, right, Chris?
Yeah, I would agree with that.
So, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, tell us a little bit about him, because he seems like maybe flying under the radar a little bit. But he and Jamaral Baker are going to have to play big minutes because they're the only other two guards that I could see John Calipari putting on the floor.
Yeah, I think he's a high upside guy. I don't see him maybe having the impact of a Hamidou Diallo or a Kevin Knox next season, but really everything that John Calipari typically looks for. He's 6'5". He's really long. Really played his way into kind of that five-star status as his senior season went along. Was obviously the MVP at the Derby Festival Classic, took home the three-point contest as well. I think he's a little bit better shooter than maybe people give him credit for. But I think the return of Diallo puts him in a situation where maybe he's not called on quite as much early in the season, and you know, would allow a guy like he and Jamal Baker to come off the bench and kind of pick their spot. I'll be more interested to see what John Calipari does with it seems like 10 combo forwards that he has on the roster with Jared Vanderbilt and PJ Washington. You have Sasha Clea Jones coming back this season, who I think could definitely take a huge step forward. So I'll be more interested to see how things play out in the front court than maybe the back court.
Absolutely. And the front court is still a little bit of a mystery, I think. We talked about those three spots, and you agree that they're probably locked in as starters. Who do you see starting in the front court?
Well, I think people are also forgetting about Winion Gabriel. I think Winion Gabriel, he didn't play well the last month of the season. I think he kind of lost his confidence and kind of let that snowball on him and really didn't shoot the ball well there toward down the stretch of the season. But I think he could absolutely make a huge leap next season. I think can do a lot of different things. I think he'll shoot the ball much better from the perimeter next season and will really have a huge impact. So I could see Winion Gabriel in the starting lineup. I think Nick Richards will probably be Kentucky's best shot blocker in the last couple of years. I think the elite rim protector is something that John Calipari's teams have been missing here over the last two seasons, and that's something that he provides. And Sasha Clea Jones, I think he may be Kentucky's most skilled big man, has the ability to step out on the perimeter and you know, hit that 15 to 18 footer, which, you know, it's all indications are that Kentucky's outside shooting will not be a strength next season. So I think that's a place where he could kind of step in and make an impact.
So we talk about Sasha Clea Jones, and you say he may be one of the more skilled big men. It's still then, I guess, a little bit of a mystery to me why we didn't see him at all last year.
Well, I think he got into a situation where, as a lot of freshmen do, he didn't understand, I guess, what it takes from a work standpoint on a daily basis to compete, not just at the college basketball level, but at the Kentucky college basketball level. And so I think he was behind some of the other guys. I think Bam Adebayo obviously, you know, carved out his niche as kind of the go-to guy in the post, but I don't think Sasha Clea Jones was bringing that toughness and that rebounding that John Calipari needed to see from someone coming off the bench. And then by the midway point of the season, I just think, you know, you're not going to bring a former McDonald's All-American off the bench with 2 minutes left, you know, in a blowout. I just think, you know, that's probably why we didn't see him in the second half of the season after, you know, kind of falling out of that main rotation.
Talking with 247sports.com's Chris Fisher here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. What do we know about Jared Vanderbilt's injury to his ankle? What's known about that?
Not a lot, honestly. He and his family have been really, really quiet on that front. And he's a kid that has suffered a couple different foot injuries, albeit different types of foot injuries and different levels of severity here over the last couple of years. And he's a guy that I think a lot of people have forgotten about simply because he missed, you know, each of the last two Peach Jams over the last two summers, but was really playing some really good basketball there, you know, in the All-Star circuits, the McDonald's All-American game, had a really good showing. Boosted his stock up into that top 10 range. I know Chad Ford said he likes him as a potential top 10 pick in next summer's draft. I don't think it was anything devastating. I know a lot of people said it looked like an Achilles injury. It was a non-contact situation there at the end of the Jordan Brand Classic. And so I don't think it's something that's that severe. But you also look at his travel schedule. He was on the road, I think, five or six straight weekends playing in those All-Star games, was scheduled to play in the inaugural Allen Iverson Classic and pulled out of that. And so, and they just have been a situation where he was just, you know, on it too much and maybe just needed to rest it a little bit. But I think he'll be good to go by the time the season rolls around.
Chris, can you give us an update on where we, as where Kentucky may be, or where Cam Johnson may be in his decision-making process, the graduate transfer from Pitt?
Yeah, I think Kentucky's still on the table as an option. Obviously, there isn't as much of a need for Cam Johnson with Hamadi Diallo coming back. I also think landing Kevin Knox wasn't something that a lot of people saw coming, and so all of a sudden you add those two guys to the mix, and I don't think there's quite as much of a need for Cam Johnson. But I think the biggest thing in his recruitment right now to look for is whether Pitt lifts the restrictions on his transfer. He's supposed to be visiting North Carolina. As of right now, he's restricted from transferring to another school in the ACC, but obviously it looks like they're trying to put a lot of pressure on Kevin Stallings to lift that restriction and allow him to transfer within the conference, because it seems like his interest in North Carolina, at least right now, is still really high.
Kevin Stallings is just a jerk, isn't he? I just don't care for that dude.
Coach Dotrieve.
I actually, one of my best friends played for Kevin Stallings at Vanderbilt, and not surprisingly transferred out of the program after 2 years. That definitely seems to be the sentiment among his players. He's not an easy guy to play for. He has an extremely abrasive personality. I feel like you can a lot of that comes off on TV if you know, watch the Vanderbilt games or watch his games at Pitt. And so definitely not an easy guy to play for.
Well, John Calipari is going to coach the Team USA Under-19 World Cup team. And last year, we saw what Shaka Smart was able to do with his relationship with Mo Bamba and Jared Allen by coaching the under-18 team, which had Bamba and Jared Allen on that team. And so now Calipari not only has a chance to coach, because on that under-18 team were Diallo, Quade Green, Kevin Knox, and P.J. Washington, all current Wildcats. You think if they were on the under-18 team, they're going to be on the under-19 team. So not only does he have a chance to coach his own players, but then some of his targets, recruiting targets, guys that UK's already offered. Tell us a little bit about what this team could look like, what Calipari could have.
Yeah, they'll be extremely talented. You mentioned some of the names that will be eligible for that team, P.J. Washington, Kevin Knox. I think even Sasha Collier-Jones, from an age standpoint, will be eligible for that team. So it'll be interesting to see if he receives a training camp invite. Emmanuel Quickley, one of Kentucky's top 2018 recruiting targets and a five-star point guard, received an invitation. I would expect Romeo Langford to be on that list as well from New Albany. And it's certainly an advantage, as though John Calipari needed another recruiting advantage, just another tool in his tool belt. But you look at the coaches that have been involved with USA basketball over the years. Billy Donovan a couple years ago, that was what allowed Florida to get its foot in the door with Julius Randle, obviously ended up at Kentucky, but that was his experience with Billy Donovan. USA basketball put them in the mix. Terrence Ferguson with Sean Miller in Arizona. And then you look at, obviously, Coach K at the highest level. I just think being involved with USA basketball is just such an attractive pitch. And obviously it'll give John Calipari a head start with some of his own guys if they're able to make the team, and will definitely allow him to build some relationships with some of the other recruits as well.
Well, selfishly, I want Zion Williamson on this team, and then I want him at UK so I can watch that athletic freak do his thing on my TV.
And, yeah, that's definitely certainly a possibility. And you have Ty Winyard playing for New Zealand. It would be really interesting to see the United States and New Zealand go head-to-head in Egypt this summer.
Yeah. Hey, Chris, thank you as always. We appreciate it. You can follow him on Twitter, at Chris Fisher, or do I even have that right? I'm sorry.
At Chris Fisher.
At Chris Fisher, 247.
247. Okay, yeah. And check him out online, 247sports.com. Hey, thanks again, Chris.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
We are at the Toyota on Nicholasville big used car store, and it is the final days of the Kentucky Car Fair. Memorial Day Sell-A-Thon. Coming up here in 15 minutes, we're going to talk with Eric Crawford of WDRB. But next, we'll talk more about what's available out here. Toyota on Nicholasville's big used car store on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
You know you love the Dan Levitard Show on ESPN Radio.
It is amazing to watch the number of people who swoop in to defend Stugatz's incompetence. Same people who crush LaMarcus Aldridge. Who swoop in to right. defend, oh, leave him alone, Dan.
I'm the underdog.
You're the three-legged dog.
Dan Levitard, weekdays 10 to 1 on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
As a mom, I'm always looking for affordable family fun. I recommend the Lexington Legends. They play tonight at 6:35. Get your tickets now by phone at 859-422-RUNS or online at lexingtonlegends.com.
It's time to get outside Kentucky, and at Lexington Billiards and Spas, we have all the best outside fun. Get a kids' creation swing set for the kids, made in the USA with American Redwood. These sets are strong, safe, and priced right. All hot tubs are on sale, and get the cover, steps, and chemicals with delivery all free. It's grilling time, and the Big Green Egg Grill is the best. We have the lowest prices in the bluegrass. 18-month interest-free financing available, so come see us at 1431 Leestown Road or lexingtonbillardsandspas.com. 255-7639.
The Arctic Cat no-brainer sales event is back with savings of up to $4,500 on brand new 2015 to 2017 ATVs and side-by-sides. You can stop thinking and start riding. Deals include a 2016 Wildcat X1000 for just $12,999 and the 2017 Altera 400 4x4 ATV for just $3,999. It's a no-brainer. Hurry into MLS Power Sports on Parrott's Pike in Georgetown for the no-brainer sales event now. Offer valid participating dealers while supplies last and subject to change. Inventory may vary by dealer. Not all applicants will qualify. See dealer for details and program date. Always wear a helmet and don't drink and ride.
Ride victoriously.
But most of all, ride victoriously.
Now is a great time to volunteer at the Lexington Rescue Mission. Volunteering is an opportunity to directly impact lives.
To see a life changed, to have it flourish in front of you. And the mission is a great place to volunteer to see that. You really get to see the results of your input.
And anyone can do it. So no matter how much time you might be able to give, a little or a lot, volunteer at the Lexington Rescue Mission. Call us at 381-9600.
20 illegal online pharmacies appear each day. But you can find safe and legitimate pharmacies online by looking for .pharmacy in a web address. Learn more at safe.pharmacy. A public service from the National Association of Boards of Pharmacy.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
So, Dan.
Yeah?
The situation, and we can just get into this briefly, with Enes Kanter is crazy.
It
has taken another step to where now, according to reports, Turkey has issued an arrest warrant for him.
Yeah.
And if he shows up on Turkish soil, he'll be arrested.
And treated poorly.
Yes, because they're saying he's part of a terrorist group.
That's what they claim. They claim that Enes Kanter, the reason they've a judge issued an arrest warrant is they say he is a member of a terrorist organization. And they accuse him of using an encrypted messaging app that the Turkish government believes was created for Fethullah Gulen supporters. Like, if you don't know the in and outs of this thing, but Gulen is, he was in Turkey and then exiled for like 15 years ago or 10 years ago, something like that. He lives in Pennsylvania. But from Pennsylvania, they say he's behind the coup attempt that didn't work. You remember that craziness when they were trying to overthrow the Turkish government and then they failed? So that's never a good thing, because there's a reason you're trying to overthrow it and then
yes.
you fail.
And hasn't Kanter said that he thinks that was all staged?
Oh, I don't know about that.
Well, according to Yahoo, he did reply on Twitter to this arrest warrant. And Kanter's words were, "You cannot catch me, ha ha ha. Don't waste your energy. I am already going to come to Turkey to spit on all of your ugly, hate-filled faces."
Good grief.
I know.
That is bold.
Especially when you know what the potential consequences are, for not only for him, but for his family, who is, you know, all but, not all but, they have, like, completely separated themselves from him. And, and he continues to use social media to say, like, listen, I'm just standing up for what I believe in.
Apparently.
And you should, too.
He can't even call them. If he were to call them, he believes that they're, you know, have tapped his phones or that they would do something to his family, which makes me wonder if, you know, maybe his family disowned him as a strategy to stay alive
yes.
and not be punished.
I, you know, it's either they're brainwashed by this Erdogan or whatever. But I do think that that's a possibility. And Enes may know that.
He's got some cojones to say the things 100%. He's saying and taking the stance that he's taking. But
I don't know that, you know, everyone in his situation would do this and speak as loudly as he has. I think it takes a lot of guts, and not to make light about this situation at all. But I was so proud of a text that I sent you yesterday. We were talking about guests for the show.
Right.
And I said, I got a hold of the president of Turkey. He'll be on tomorrow with us.
Yeah, and you said
to which
me
I followed up with a picture
of Balki.
Of Balki Bartokomous from Perfect Strangers, which is one of the most underrated sitcoms of all time. Coulson Laddie.
When you
not
said I got
from
the
Turkey,
president of Turkey, I thought I was being funny when I texted you a picture of Arnold Horshack from Welcome Back, Kotter. I thought, oh, this guy? This is the president of Turkey, right? And you come back and just trump my picture, blow it out of the water with Balki. And yeah.
I can't remember. Of course. No, don't be ridiculous.
Yes.
People just don't have taglines in sitcoms anymore.
Don't like, be ridiculous.
You had like Dynamite from Good Times from JJ.
Yes.
And you have Don't Be Ridiculous from Balki Bartokomous.
What you talking about, Willis?
Yeah, that's another good one. Oh my gosh, Coulson Laddie. What country was he from? Because it was a made-up country, I'm pretty sure.
Irakistan.
It was so ridiculous.
What do you remember, Balki, in... Was it Another 48 Hours or Beverly Hills Cop?
Beverly Hills Cop.
When he is the designer, he works at the design store. Oh, Balki.
Oh, he's from the Mediterranean island of Mipos.
That's where Balki was from?
Yes.
Nice. Very nice. Listen, we're over here at Toyota on Nicholasville's big used car store. It's the final days of the Kentucky Car Fair. Friday, all weekend long, Memorial Day sell-a-thon. And we also have tickets to give away to see Lynyrd Skynyrd at Riverbend. I mean, you stop by, you come out here, and we have how many? Two?
Two tickets
to go see Lynyrd Skynyrd. Then we have the rodeo, a family pack of four, to go see the rodeo, Lexington Rodeo, at the Kentucky Horse Park, All-Tech Arena, and Gene Simmons at Hoosier Park. Two of those, right?
Yes, two of those.
You and a buddy, or even better, you and your wife. I mean, look, if you didn't get it
or
right.
Or you and your husband.
If you didn't get it right on Mother's Day, this is your chance, ladies. Go let her see Gene Simmons. I mean, treat her right. This is what she has wanted her whole life, and you have failed. And now here's your opportunity to go to Hoosier Park, no less, the casino.
Yes.
Gamble the night away and then watch Gene Simmons spit blood.
It sounds good.
It does.
I do just want to step back and read you something because this is I always often wonder what it's like in pitch rooms when TV shows are being discussed, right? Mm-hmm. And who thinks they're good ideas. So this is the synopsis of what I would consider one of the better sitcoms of the 1980s. When Wisconsin native Larry Appleton moves into his first apartment in Chicago, he enjoys his newfound privacy. But that privacy quickly vanishes when Balky Bartokamus, a previously unknown cousin from the Mediterranean island of Mepos, shows up wanting to move in. Larry decides to act as a mentor to Balky and teach him about life in America, which is vastly different than what Balky is used to. The two grow close as time goes on, going on many wacky adventures.
I'd love to read the pitch for Alf. How is it? Two weekends in a row, Alf has made it onto the show.
The cat can't fit in the toaster, Kate. Okay?
Oh, do you watch any sitcoms now, currently? Anything?
Yes.
What do you watch?
Blackish is hilarious.
Okay.
Really, really love that.
I have heard the Goldsteins, Goldbergs.
Goldbergs.
Because I love that guy.
Yeah.
I can't remember his name, Jeff.
Yeah.
But he was, yeah, he, you know, he was like the Michael agent for Larry David on the Larry David show, Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Jeff Garland.
I love that guy. But I absolutely do not watch any sitcoms. I don't know. I watched one episode of Big Bang Theory the other night. It was funny. It was all right. But it followed an episode of Seinfeld.
Yeah.
I mean, if Seinfeld was on, you know. But
Seinfeld is great. I will say.
I used to watch Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Very funny.
Veep is funny.
I've not seen Veep.
It's funny.
Used to be a huge fan of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yes.
Love, love, love that show.
Yeah, I don't watch that one anymore either.
But yeah, I guess there's not a lot of true sitcoms on anymore.
So many things, like American Idol is coming back.
I know.
They're like redoing that again.
Oh.
There's The Voice, America's Got Talent. What else?
Speaking of redoing, there was a remake of Dirty Dancing on the other night that was so horrible. I could not look away. It was a train wreck. It was maybe the worst thing I've ever seen on television. People need to get creative. There's just like, it's no new ideas.
Nothing new under the sun.
Nothing new. Oh, well. Do have some new stuff to talk about with Eric Crawford from WDRB, though, coming up here in a couple of minutes, because there was a grand jury that did not indict.
Well, the thing is, I haven't read the full thing, the story, but I have a little bit of, you know, the fans. There were seven fans identified by the FBI, I guess, or identified to be recommended to the FBI that threatened John Higgins. So an investigation revealed that there are seven Kentucky fans that threatened the referee, John Higgins, but they were not charged with anything. So we'll let Eric Crawford, who spent a whole lot more time digging into this thing and reporting on it than I have even reading about it. So, because I just saw it late yesterday. Didn't get a chance to read it all, but yeah, Eric Crawford coming up next here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Turn 3 at Kentucky pretty much reminds me of going racing on an
ice skating rink.
Turn three at Kentucky is flat, loose, out of control, sketchy corner.
Turn three at Kentucky is a pain in my
I don't like turn three at Kentucky. It's too flat. Needs banking.
Big things happen at Kentucky in three and four.
It's the toughest corner on the circuit. Catch the Quaker State 400 presented by Advance Auto Parts July 8th. Visit KentuckySpeedway.com.
You protect yourself with sunglasses and sunscreen when you're out in the sun.
But what about your truck?
This is Brenda Satterwhite with my sons, Jeremy and Justin, from Line-X of Kentucky. For ultimate protection, get Line-X Premium.
Premium is the exclusive top coat for Line-X spray-on liners.
Exclusive, as in no one else has it.
Let us demonstrate. Here's a truck bed with a competitor's factory-installed spray-on liner baking in the hot sun. Notice how the colors fade right before your eyes. Now check out this Line-X Premium bed liner. Notice how it stands up to those UV rays.
You can almost hear that truck say, "Bring it on, son! Is that all you got?" Sorry, I get carried away at times.
Premium resists staining from harsh chemicals, extreme impact, and abrasion.
Premium is easy to clean. A little water and your ride looks showroom new.
Protect your ride for as long as you own it. Line-X it at Line-X of Kentucky, behind the Toyota of Nicholasville Big Used Car Store.
It's the Memorial Day blowout on everything you need for your ride. And it's all at Smoky Mountain Truck and Jeep Outfitters. Save on thousands of accessories for all makes and models of cars, trucks, and SUVs. We beat any sale price on window tinting. Plus, every brand of truck bed covers, lift bed cover, tires, wheels, hitches, and Jeep accessories. At Smoky Mountain Truck and Jeep Outfitters, spray-on bed liners, toolboxes, backup cameras, and even car stereos are at fantastic prices. WeatherTech floor liners as low as $89. And we'll beat any internet or competitor's price. Even on window tinting. Bring in your tax refund check and get extra discounts off our already low prices. It's the Memorial Day blowout. All at Smoky Mountain Truck and Jeep Outfitters behind Aurora Pools and Spas just off West New Circle. And don't forget, we finance you 12 months same as cash. We're open on Memorial Day, so come on in while the savings are hot.
Bank's floor covering.
Is Ralph there?
You sure you've got the right number?
I'm looking for Ralph. Is he there?
Well, what's he look like?
He's got white hair and spots.
Is Ralph your dog?
He's a Dalmatian.
Why would he be here at Bank's floor covering?
You always say you have something for everyone.
We do, with all the newest choices in flooring for your home. But maybe you should look in your backyard for Ralph.
I'll just call his cell phone.
We've got something for everyone. Bank's floor covering. 1117 Winchester Road, just off New Circle Road in Lexington.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300. WLXG Lexington. The Dan and Mary Jo Show. Local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show. Or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
That little harmonica melody right there.
Unmistakable. Perfect strangers.
It's going to be a long summer, Mary Jo, but thank goodness we have a lot of 1980s sitcoms and 90s sitcoms to reminisce about. Yeah, there will be a ranking at some point this summer.
Yes, let's do that.
As content becomes short. But we are not short on content today.
No.
First of all, we're at Toyota on Nicholasville's big used car store. It is the final days of the Kentucky Car Fair, Memorial Day Sell-a-thon. Come on out, and not only do you get to shop for cars, but we have these tickets sitting here. I mean, we got 25 minutes left in the show. No one's come out to claim these yet. Two free tickets to Lynyrd Skynyrd, or a four-pack, family four-pack of tickets to see the Lexington Rodeo at the Kentucky Horse Park, or two tickets to go see Gene Simmons at Hoosier Park. So all you got to do is come out here to the Toyota on Nicholasville, big used car store, and see us, and you could have these tickets. But right now, let's get to Eric Crawford of WDRB. He is on the line and joining us this morning. Good morning, Eric. Thanks for making time for us.
Glad to do it, guys.
Thanks, Eric. I want to start with this. You know, it had kind of ballooned into a big thing after Kentucky lost that game, and John Higgins, the referee, was receiving death threats. I mean, calls like bad business reports. We kind of all
his Facebook
all know that all know the story there. What's the latest with this? Because now we've maybe learned that some names have been turned over to the FBI.
Yeah, you know, it to me, I think it was important that this follow up happened, because whenever a story comes out like that, you always hear death threats or whatever, and then you never hear anything else about it. And whenever that happens, I'm immediately question the report. And then they talk about how wide a spread it was. And so what they did with all of the stuff they found, I think they found seven individuals, which sounds about right. That's the number of fringe people that would really do something inappropriate in that sense. And they were referred, you know, their names were referred to the FBI, and they were referred to the local authorities. And now we'll see, you know, if anything else comes of it. I don't know if it will or not. It may just be that, you know, taking that action will be enough to kind of send a message to fan bases across the country, hey, cool it in these situations. If you're tempted to go after somebody on social media, there could be repercussions. So that, I think that's the message that was meant to be sent. I don't know if anybody's really going to face any kind of action. And then there were two media outlets that were referred to the FCC. I don't think those outlets, whoever they are, would be in line for any kind of penalty, but it would put them on the radar if anything else were to happen, to be fined for any kind of future things. That's my understanding of where things are, but we'll have to see. We'll have to see if, you know, local law enforcement or the FBI would want to do anything in this case. I don't imagine the FBI would, unless they could find any actual plans in place that anybody had to actually harm someone, and then, you know, it would be up to local law enforcement to decide whether those threats are worth prosecuting or not. So we'll see. I'm kind of doubtful anything else will happen, but I think they sent the message by doing this, by identifying these people.
Also, I think it's good in two respects. One, because, like you said, the initial number you hear is just thousands and thousands and thousands. And that's probably not the case.
Well, there is this. 3,000 phone calls came into Higgins' office in two days after the game.
That's a lot of calls, yeah.
And 75% of those were from Kentucky area codes. So they're, you know, it's a little bigger than, as far as going. Well,
but it doesn't mean that one person made only one phone call. I mean, the same person could have made dozens.
I didn't doubt that there were people. Let's just put it this way. There's a story that Adolf Rupp, he had a radio show and things like that. He mentioned on one of his shows once, and it was written in a column in the Lexington paper, coming back for his sophomore year, they asked him if Johnny Cox would start. He said, Cox is a good boy, but he's not really working hard enough probably to be a starter for Kentucky basketball right now. The next week, Rupp came on and said, I got some death threats from Eastern Kentucky. He said, and he read one letter saying that if Johnny Cox wasn't in the starting lineup, there was a noose that would fit his neck. And he said, you know, Cox started to play a lot better that very day. And, but that's how, you know, Rupp was. He was a genius at handling people and the media and in situations, and it was a different time back then. So to me, it is concerning. You don't want to see it, but Higgins is in good company because, you know, even Rupp has got a threat from it here and there.
Yeah. It's different, though, when it's a referee, I kind of feel like. And that oversteps the – You shouldn't threaten anyone's life,
and it does leave you with a question of will he do Kentucky games in the future? And if he does that in his mind, and is it mean positive good calls or bad calls for Kentucky? And it does. It really kind of corrupts the whole process. So I think it was important for them to go through this process and identify how many people actually made inappropriate threats that could have been illegal, and to say at least we know who you are. That to me is a little bit chilling. For anybody who's thinking about doing it, you know, from here on.
Well, another potential outcome of this, whether it's real or perceived, but it seemed like there was a mounting force of criticism of officiating in college basketball in particular over the last couple of years. And I don't know if that was going to amount to any type of review or, you know, better standards or whatever, some kind of action taken to improve officiating, or if it's just a lot of people complaining. But this doesn't help any effort in that direction. People who are upset with the way officiating has gone, this doesn't help move it in that direction.
No, and to me, you know, there are two sides to this. And, yes, fans are wrong when they do this. The other side of this is less popular opinion. It's maybe popular among fans, but less popular among leagues and officials. But that is that they need to kind of come off of this situation where refs never have to answer for anything or nothing has to be explained. Yeah. If you look at, like Premier League soccer or, you know, international soccer, if there are big controversies, referees will come out and speak to the press, or representatives of leagues will come out and speak. They'll have whole press conferences over a single call. I don't know that we need to go that extreme, but I do think that some level of education and some level of communication is good. Some of the most useful things that I've been a part of, at like football media days for conferences, they will have the heads of officials come out and spend an hour with the media going through film and going through calls, and that would be a great show for ESPN to do weekly, is officiating and getting somebody that knows what they're talking about. People would watch that. So I think that would go a long way toward helping the situation we have.
Well, we've already gotten to the point on television where we have networks.
Yeah, Mike Pereira in the booth.
They have officials on air with them.
Yeah.
I think the idea of just one official, maybe a head official, not even maybe – wouldn't even necessarily have to be the person who made the call or the referee or one of the officials in the game, but just the overseer, you know, to come out and have one explain things. Yes. I think it would help tremendously.
And they're going to have to use technology a little more. I mean, they've already talked about having a GPS in a football where they could spot the ball, and that makes all the sense in the world, because you're talking about two guys with a chain. There's nothing more arbitrary than a first down marking. I mean, they're just running, trying to catch up to the ball and putting the spot down. I mean, you know, who knows? I mean, we're calling it a game of inches. You don't know if it's accurate or not. So if you have that technology that can do things accurately, why not do it? And that's just one more part of the game that people feel comfortable with.
All right, Eric, switching gears to another story that does not ever seem to go away. As soon as you kind of forget about it for a minute, something pops up. And this week, a grand jury decided not to indict Katina Powell or Andre McGee in the Louisville scandal. What did you make of that?
Well, it just kind of underscores how much harder it is to actually get an indictment and or conviction on a crime in court than it is in the NCAA. The burden of proof is pretty high. It's not enough for Katina Powell to have written that book, but everything she wrote has to check out under cross-examination, and there needs to be somebody who can corroborate some of the things she claims, or there needs to be some record. And, of course, in these situations where you have strippers and prostitutes, I mean, people aren't out handing out receipts or anything. It just doesn't happen. So proof is a difficult thing to achieve. So it's not really surprising. Once they figured out that her daughters were not underage and doing things that, you know, that were illegal or shouldn't have been done, then the only charges left were, you know, promotion of prostitution. And that's a hard one to get at, you know, if there's no written record, and if a lot of things she said in the book wound up and not pan out to be true when checked against places where they could be checked. So in this case, she benefited from being, you know, so lacking so much credibility that she couldn't convict herself. And that helped her, and it helped Andre McGee. I don't think it makes much difference to the NCAA. It does lead to this question, and I know they debated this at U of L, of should this have just been tried purely as a criminal matter in the court before the NCAA process began. And I know there were people at U of L that strongly argued that, and they were overruled at Louisville. The athletic department said, we're going to go through the NCAA. We're a member of the NCAA. This is how we're going to do it. But there's a lot of people that think, had this happened first and a court basically come out and thrown a lot of this stuff out and said it had no merit, if that wouldn't have made them, given them a little bit stronger position with the NCAA when they went. But that's water under the bridge, and they've already taken a penalty, and they're probably going to take a few more. We just don't know what they are.
Is Andre McGee, did he have to talk at the grand jury? Because, I mean, he's been, you know, MIA, not wanting to, you know, kind of cooperate with any of this. Was he forced to speak?
He did not, to my knowledge, speak at the grand jury.
Okay.
He didn't. You know, you don't have to incriminate yourself, and I think he that was what he chose. I don't. If he did, I don't know about it. So I don't believe so.
Do you think we'll ever hear from him about this?
I was kind of wondering when that would happen. How long down the road will there be the 30-30? Will it be 10 years? Will it be 5 years? When will we see that? That'll be appointment viewing. I would love it if he would talk. I think I would love it if he talked to me. We all would. But
yeah.
It just hasn't. I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon. I would be shocked.
And you think as far as criminal cases go, I mean, charges and crimes, you know, sex crimes against children, is that done and over with now, you think?
Yeah, there's no criminal basis for any charges, what the Commonwealth attorney said. That the main thing they looked at, I think, was were any of the recruits underage. One of them was 16, that's as close as it got, and was she doing anything with her daughters during any of this that shouldn't have been? Were they involved in prostitution? Were they involved in strip parties? Whatever. As close as I could find in the book was where she said she might have had a daughter when she was 15 picking up dollar bills off the floor after a show that she, you know, had put together, not at U of L, but somewhere else. But even there, the daughter's age is not really clear, so you can't tell. So once they didn't find any evidence of underage kids involved in things, that there wasn't a whole lot more left for them. And just prostitution itself is a misdemeanor, and if you don't catch that within a year of it happening, the statute of limitations is gone.
So now all we're left with is what the NCAA sends down.
Yeah.
And
but that,
the
yeah,
feeling
but
is...
That's a pretty big question, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That
yeah,
is. I mean, that's...
Does Rick Pitino face a suspension? Does Louisville have to vacate national championship in 2013, maybe Final Four in 2012? Those are all things that are still on the table. The assumption has been that because the NCAA didn't charge them with the highest level offenses, which is, you know, failure to monitor your program and lack of institutional control, that they would escape the biggest penalties, which would be a large suspension for Pitino and the vacating of those championships. But you can't say that. We don't know. There's only a few actions the NCAA can take, and those things are among those few actions that I think are still on the table.
The NCAA is just such a mystery. It's just,
you can't read it. Yeah,
the North Carolina situation, that goes right to the heart of academics and student athletes. But then they're saying because it goes to the heart of academics, that it doesn't give them as much jurisdiction on athletics. I don't know. It's just a mess there. But you add in North Carolina, Louisville, and now Baylor. If you just if you let these things go on and go on and drag out, and then if all that's left is a 10-game suspension for a coach or nothing in North Carolina's case, they just keep delaying it. And, I mean, Baylor is just – I didn't know if we could get worse as far as things went with what happened at Louisville, but this is definitely worse. It's just mind-blowing.
Yeah, you know, and
there's no question in there, Eric. I was just throwing that all out there.
No, you're right. I mean, what do you do? And if you're the NCAA, I mean, turn around and look at it from their side. What do you do to justly punish programs that have gone awry and not be unfair to the people that are there now? It's impossible. One of the few things that you can do is go after the coach who was there. And it is, you know, by the letter of the NCAA law, his responsibility. So even if the NCAA has said, and they have, Rick Pitino didn't know about this, and we're not even making the case that he should have known, he's maybe the only logical place you can go to assign a punishment and have it be in any way equitable to what the violations were. There's that, and there's taking victories away from those teams that had players that participated. And that's where the NCAA has to look and decide what it wants to do.
And it is hard sometimes because a lot of these things are without precedence. So
you can't,
you know, compare the Louisville situation to something else because that's so different from anything else. And then you hammer Louisville and then you take the next step to Baylor, which is just you know, out of this world, you can't make those two punishments equal because the crimes are not the same.
And where there is precedent with Louisville, I mean, there were a lot of hookers and strippers involved in the Miami football allegations, a lot of them. But the problem there was that there was so much money that changed hands. You know, we're talking about six figures, and there were so many other things going on that the strippers and escorts proved, you know, to not be, they didn't really stand out. So there was nothing, I mean, they were treated like every other benefit and those penalties. And then you had the added part that the NCAA made mistakes in that investigation and had to back off on what it finally did with Miami. You can't even compare it to that. So I don't know. This will be interesting because to date, the NCAA has not separated, you know, sexual violations from other kind of violations. I have a feeling this time it will, just to make a statement that, you know, this, we can't tolerate this.
One more thing before we let you go, Eric, just because we have you on here, even though it's been a few weeks, month or so, is the spring game for Louisville football, was that paranoia or punishment?
I think it was paranoia. It might have been some punishment involved. I don't know who he would be punishing and for what, but I just think it was over the top paranoia. And I think the fact that they are playing Jeff Brohm, who's a Louisville alum and a former Louisville assistant, in the first game only heightens that, because he has a lot of familiarity with Bobby and a lot of familiarity with the Louisville program. And I think right now everybody at Louisville is a suspect, because everybody in the Louisville media gets along with Brohm great. And that just, you know, that's further unnerving. And look, it's a weird situation over there. You know, when you have coaches, you know, who want to take Wake Forest game plan, a team you should beat easily.
Yeah.
Then they'll, you know, there's not much you can look at that they won't. There's not much edge that they don't want to get. So, I just think it was paranoia and it was over the top. But that's not unusual for football coaches.
Yeah, that's what they
pretty
are by definition.
Standard
almost
procedure. They're not all. They can't all be. You know, Rich Brooks or somebody that just doesn't, you know, and, you know, it's funny how USC manages to win every year and keep all its practices open, but that's how it goes.
That's true. Hey, Aaron, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah. All right, guys, thank you.
We appreciate all your wealth of knowledge on so many different topics that we hit you with, so thank you so much for coming on again.
Yes, thank you. Happy Memorial Day weekend.
Same to you guys. Thanks.
Eric Crawford there of WDRB here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show, and we are at Toyota on Nicholasville's big used car store. Come on by. We're actually going to be here all day, not us, but like the Beat is here, and then who else is here later? Let me look at the list. I'm sorry. Well, Shay is out here. I don't know for which station, though. I'm sorry. Oh, here we go. I'm sorry. Here we go. I finally see it. The Beat is next after us. And then Shay is out here with LXO, WLXO. What station is that, Brad? What is WLXO? Like the Sean, help me out here.
Because Brad's not.
Hank.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I just don't know WLXO. I know Hank 96.1.
Yes.
I know Hank 96.1. So Shay is out here with Hank 96.1.
And Jay is out here.
Is out here
with the Beat.
The Beat. 107. 9. Sorry, I'm sorry. I hope Lynn is not listening any right now at this moment. Anyway, the Toyota on Nicholasville big used car store, final days of the Kentucky Car Fair, Memorial Day Sellathon, and we've got these tickets to give away to go see Gene Simmons at Hoosier Park, to go see the Lexington Rodeo at All-Tech Arena at the Kentucky Horse Park, and then also Leonard Skinner to Riverbend. Come on out.
People are too busy buying cars to come over and talk to us.
I guess that's what's going on.
Because there's a lot of people out here.
By the way, since we touched on it, just quickly want to say, I think they should do to Baylor what they did to SMU. I think they should shut down the football program. SMU has never fully recovered.
Never.
They just haven't.
Yeah.
And I think Baylor deserves that. To allow it to get to that point, I think you have to shut them down. You stop playing football. Every player on the team can go play wherever he wants to go, anywhere in the country. Art Briles is not allowed to coach in the NCAA for life. That's it. And you shut down Baylor's football program and make them come back from that and send a statement that, listen, coaches, if you don't get a hold of these things, or if you try to cover up anything, if you hear something and then you try to shut it down so it doesn't get out, and you foster that kind of culture to allow it to get to this point.
Have you seen the documentary?
SMU?
No. Oh, on Baylor.
Pony Express? Oh, no.
Oh, I'll have to look up the name. But it is makes it even more damning than what you think. Than what you know now. It makes it even worse.
Listen, we've got plenty to talk about tomorrow. We didn't even get to James Young wearing a Michigan jacket.
What is up with that? That really grinds my gears.
Mm. And then, Super Regional in Oregon, UK softball team.
Must win tonight.
Win today or the season's over. And Tim Tebow has been in town. He's out there going to play tonight again. I don't know if he'll play or not,
yeah.
But he's there.
He's there. He's here.
Listen, come on out to the big used car store, Toyota on Nicholasville. They'll be here all day, all weekend. Memorial Day sell-a-thon, final days of the Kentucky Car Fair. We'll talk to you again tomorrow here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Baby Collins, I need you
here. ESPN Sports Radio.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
For the last 30 years, our law firm.